She tossed a nervous look over her shoulder. There was nothing behind her but the inky blackness, a giant mouth of darkness that engulfed anything within reach. Still, it was possible that someone or something was following her. And the thought filled her with a terror so strong that fear constricted her throat. She was warned not to be out here at night, but she hadn't listened. She had thought the blood moon was only a story to scare young children into behaving, but there it hung now, low in the sky. Impossible to miss. The sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Unbidden, the familiar Bible verse flashed through her mind. She moved fast, wading through knee-high grass, hitching up her long skirts so she could cover more ground, ignoring the sharp blades as they whipped against her bare legs, slicing into them. They were only cuts, and cuts would heal, but if the warnings were true, then nothing would save her. Nothing would save any of them. Swallowing her fear, she broke into a run, not caring who saw her panic now. Trees blurred past, but she didn't look back, instinctively knowing that if she did, she would be lost. If she could just get past this field, into a more built-up area, maybe she could seek help. She knew of a healer who lived nearby, who kept their doors open throughout the night for emergencies. If she could just remember which direction she should head in, was it west? Seeing a faint glow of a lamp up ahead, relief washed over her. There, a house! She ran towards it. She felt a forceful tug, then found herself flying backward into the night until she landed awkwardly on her rump. Stunned, she didn't react at first, but then pain exploded, sending her senses on fire. It felt as if she had broken every bone in her body. A metallic taste flooded her mouth as she realized she must have bitten her lip in the fall. What had happened? Even as the question flashed across her mind, she felt another insistent tug on her cloak. Next came the arms, wrapping around her vice-like until the breath was squeezed out of her. And still, she couldn't see who her attacker was. She tried shouting for help, but her words came out a thin, hoarse cry.
Let go of me! Help! Someone, please!
She flailed, desperate to escape. But the arms were like steel, and she couldn't get free. Feeling hysteria claw at her throat, she opened her mouth to scream when her attacker wrapped thick hands around her neck and snapped it. She dropped to the ground with a thud.